Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's great to have you here back in the car once again, heading home on a lunch break. So I guess, you know, the more I think about this, I'm probably just not even going to get in the studio anymore and use a microphone and do anything like that again. I just don't even need to. It's not that I care about the quality. Of course I care about the quality. But as I say 1,000 billion times, which I think is a number. I'm not quite sure I learned that number in grade school. 1,000 billion times is that your ideal prospect and customer wants your results, wants your message, your authenticity, what you can deliver to them. They don't care. I promise you they don't care about the quality of your microphone and your camera and your studio. And now, is there a difference between speaking into a tin cup and actually having a microphone to plug in? Sure, of course. Absolutely. But so many people get caught up. Oh, here's a siren. This is the beauty of doing a podcast in your car. Can you hear it? When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn. All right, I had to say that. They don't care. All right, just get the message out. Let the marketplace absorb it. I just launched another Facebook ad. I did a Facebook Live video on my Every Day is Saturday page this morning. So let me just give you an idea of what I'm talking about. And I screwed it up 1,000%. And so it's already a mess, and I'm okay with it. I did a Facebook Live, and then my goal was to turn that Facebook Live into an ad, into a Facebook ad, which is really cool. It's actually genius because Facebook loves Facebook Live video. It's relatively new, a couple years old, the Facebook Live platform, and it's always fresh, okay? So when they see people doing live video, that's great content. It's the newest content. It's the freshest content. So what I do is after I do a Facebook Live on my page, I turn that into a Facebook ad and I send traffic to it. And then inside the ad is a link that says learn more and they go to the coaching app page. Okay. And so, you know, I say it all the time. I sell my coaching from anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. So for me, spending thousands of dollars on ads is not a big deal. I don't mean to sound like a jerk. I'm not saying, you know, oh, thousands of dollars is, of course, a lot of money. But when your average, you know, lifetime value of a customer is upwards of $50,000, you don't get caught up. It's just another comma. It's another zero. All right. So I was thinking of doing Facebook Lives and then turning those into ads, which is what I did. But what I forgot was, first of all, I did it. I didn't do it landscape format on my phone, which I should have done. I did it straight up and down. Not good for a video ad, but not the end of the world. Secondly, I sent them right to the application page, not to a webinar, which I always send them to an hour-long webinar. Get to know me, the story. So keep in mind, this is somebody who's just completely cold traffic, never heard of me, never heard of Every Day is Saturday, have no idea who I am, they're watching me. And the video was 12 minutes, okay? So it wasn't like 3 minutes. Oh, I did everything wrong. And I still launched it. I mean, that's stupid, right? Yeah, I don't know. In my heart of hearts, I know there's gonna be a coaching client that comes on board as a result of watching that 12-minute video. And because they get to know me in the video, 12 minutes is a long time. Think about 30-second TV ads, all right? That's 24 30-second TV ads I just did. And oh, by the way, if you're not on social media right now, taking advantage of all, this was what the video was about. Facebook Live was about, this is the greatest time ever to be in business. And I say it every day, ever to be in business because, you know, I used to be in the ad game, all right? I wasn't in creative. I was in directional. I sold yellow page advertising, internet marketing, and then I managed that whole operation. But we always would compete with TV and radio. And people would tell me, the business people would tell me, like whether it was auto repair or car dealerships or beauty salons and things like that, lawyers, they would tell me how much money they spent on TV and radio. So for example, TV, you know, they'd be spending, this is local, so it's not national. It's not like somebody there where the TV ad is going to be seen all around the U.S., but they'd be spending tens and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars on a 30-second TV spot that might run 50 times. They have no idea when it's going to run. They, oh, we're going to run through this. You're going to get a certain segment of ads is going to be on during the 6 o'clock news. Ooh. So if I'm running an ad for a car dealership and they tell me a million people saw it, I have no idea how many of those people needed a car at that time. Hardly any. If I was watching the news, which I recommend nobody watch the news, by the way, it's too depressing. But if I were watching the news, I just bought a car. Yeah, I just bought 2 cars in the last month. I don't need a car. So I saw your ad. It's not it. But with what you have the opportunity to do right now, you have the opportunity to create video ads, audio ads, any type of content, distribute that content to a targeted market who only wants to hear from individuals like yourself who have a message that's exactly what you're sharing. Let me say that again, okay? Because this is so ridiculous that I don't think anybody truly understands, or very few people understand where we are right now. If you are a coach, a consultant, a content provider, and your goal is to charge money to share your intellectual property, your message, your thoughts with anybody between the boundaries of New Zealand and San Diego, okay, anywhere in between. I think that covers almost all around the world. I tried to go from west to east. Or did I go from east to west? I don't know, but I don't want to get caught up in the minor things. Anyway, an entire globe, a world of people, okay, because we get so caught up in our little silos. We're like, oh, but I don't think there's anybody in Ohio that, you know, there's not a lot of people in Ohio that want to be a speaker. Ohio? Where? Ohio? Forget about Ohio. What about the Philippines? What about Japan? What about England? What about Iceland? What about Brazil? I mean, we're talking, what about New Zealand? What about Brisbane and Sydney, Australia? I mean, Ohio? Get out of here. I mean, who cares? I don't even have any clients in the state of Ohio. Do I? I don't think I do. None. And if I don't even know if I've ever had it. I think I've had like 2 coaching clients in the state of Ohio. God has been doing this since 2005. Okay. 13 years. I think I got 2 clients in the same state. Everybody else is from overseas or all around the U.S. And why? Because I use this little platform I'm sharing with you. Same thing. I'm just sharing a message. And there's never been a better time. And so many people get caught up in perfect. Like, oh, well, you know, I've got to have the microphone. No, you don't. No, you don't need a microphone. Okay. You don't need a, you need a thing called passion. That's all you need. And I've had people, look, I've had more than my fair share of people come at me about this concept. Well, Sam, I know that's the way you do it, but that's not that great. I'm not even trying to get you to do it the way I'm just trying to get you to think differently. Whether or not you end up doing it exactly the way I do, it doesn't matter to me. Just the fact that you're doing something is better than most people. But what you're going to find is like that Facebook ad that I still ran, and I knew when I hit the button today, it was the wrong ad. I didn't, but I still think somebody's going to see the perfection in the imperfection. Does that make sense? Of course it doesn't, Sam. Half the stuff you say doesn't make sense. Okay, let me say it again. They're going to see, let me say it this way, the authenticity in the imperfection. Okay? We're addicted to likes on Facebook. Oh, nobody liked my post. Who cares? All right. If you're going in for the like, you're in it for the lie. People who go into social media for the likes are living the lie, because that's not even, who cares? I'm running a separate campaign on Facebook just for likes. Why? Because like P.T. Barnum used to said, a crowd loves a crowd. A crowd follows a crowd. So every time I do a Facebook ad, I do a post and make sure I get a separate campaign of just like, so like 2 cents a like. So for whatever it is, I'll spend $100 and get 2,000 likes, or if it's 200, I don't even know what it is. But anyway, I always get 500 to 1,000 likes on a Facebook post because I run a separate campaign concurrently with the ad that while one facet of people are liking it on the cheap because it's strictly just a like ad, another facet of people are seeing the ad and all these people liking it. A crowd loves a crowd. A crowd loves a crowd. And they're seeing the worst ad ever done. The most, it doesn't even make any sense. I'm sending people to an application to go spend 20 grand and they don't even know me. And it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. And I know it's going to work. Why? Because I've done it in the past. I've done stupid stuff in the past that worked. And it's not stupid when it's authentic and it comes from passion, because people are going to be able to see in the video that silly little, you know, up and down video, not landscape, where it's like, you know, the right half and the left half are chopped off and it's just me. I'm not caught up in that stuff, man. I could be hit by a bus today. And what am I doing? Worrying about, oh, wait a minute. I got a landscape or portrait. Boom, there's the bus hits me. Oh, man, I wish I would have just chosen portrait. Well, now I can't do any more videos because, well, hit by a bus. So there you go. See what I mean? Don't take yourself so seriously. Don't take your brand so seriously. Nobody cares about your logo. It's true. Nobody cares about your logo. Nobody cares about your message, your slogan, your mission statement. Nobody cares. They want the result you're going to get them. That's all they want is a result. And the quicker you get to that point, the more happier you're going to be. Because if not, you're going to be majoring in minor things, stressing over stuff that doesn't matter. And you're going to be like that person. Portrait or landscape? Portrait or landscape? Which one do I pick? I'll try it. How about you do something? Just do anything. Pull the trigger. Get moving. Get rocking and rolling. All right? And make sure we're connected. Send me a DM on Instagram, would you, today? Send me a message on Instagram, at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening. I would love to help you build your movement. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com. Warning, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to laugh a lot, and you're going to get moving, and you're going to get out of your comfort zone, and you're going to create massive momentum. So careful now. If you don't want any of that, don't go to samcrowleycoaching.com. Do not do it. Do not even think about doing it. And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.